get the cattle. But not one time did you give me a ring. Not one time did you put a robe on my back. Not one time did you let me have a celebration. Father told his son, he said, son, at any given day, you could have killed a fatted calf and had a celebration. At any given time, you could have came to the house and put rings on your finger. At any given time, you could have came in and put on, how many?
Is evidence that we're running out of time. Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise you the Lord, and all of his hosts. And thank you for tuning in once again to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT 88.1 FM. I am your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 26 years, none other than in the person of
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring you the Moments of Inspiration Outreach Ministry, which is a well-rounded broadcast ministry, especially formulated to minister to the whole man, primarily in the times in which that we are currently residing in. Yes, that's right. We are the 21st century church preparing for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's just like it was in the days of Noah. Jesus said, just like it was in the days of Noah, they shall be banqueting, they shall be marrying, giving in marriage, they shall be marrying, divorcing, splitting up, doing all of these things. And they knew not what day the flood came. Well, brothers and sisters, it is our endeavor as children of the Most High God to prepare you, to keep your mind affixed as to the day can come as a thief in the night. Because if the good man knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. Amen. So on that note, Minister Mildred, we're going to ask you, praise be to God, to share a scripture with us. And praise be to God, and to get ready to share a scripture and a prayer. And to our brothers and sisters, we'd like you to call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that Moments of Inspiration. Now listen, those of you that know brothers and sisters that maybe can't get us on the radio because of interferical static or whatever the case may be, they can always get us on the internet at KYT88.1FM.com. Punch the listen live button and you will be able to get us. That's right. And sometimes if you miss a particular sermon, you can go back to audio on demand. That's right. Go back to audio on demand. Look up under the 1230 section and you'll be able to get that message in which that we're sharing with you. Okay, right now we're going to give you Minister Mildred Townsend with the scripture and a prayer in Jesus' name.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear unto my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. Heavenly Father, once again, Lord God, we come to you thanking and praising you yet for another Saturday. Lord, thanking and praising you, Lord, for what you've done for us already. God, we had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord Jesus. We thank you because you have awarded us, God, another day, Lord, a day we haven't seen before. And for that alone, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this day. We ask you, Lord, some are on their way to bury loved ones. So we're asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to comfort them on this day, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, some have lost loved ones that they are so dear to, some suddenly, some expected. But Lord, nevertheless, you are the one to do the comforting. Lord, we thank you today. We just thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you are in our lives today. We ask you to bless the ones out there in the radio land. We ask you to bless them to hear something today that will be a blessing to them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, again, we want you to know that we thank and praise God for you, you and you out there. We thank and praise God for all of our listeners, our supporters, those of you, amen, that call in for prayer. And one of the things that we also wanted to make you aware of is that many times you want to call for prayer after the fact. Well, listen, we also have a live prayer line conference that myself and Minister Mildred, we engage in every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. And we have many people that have called on the prayer line. Mm. God is answering prayers.
Oh, yes.
We're talking about people that have been confined to wheelchairs. God has raised them up. We're talking about people that have had lumps in their breast, cancerous lumps, and God has removed these cancerous lumps in their breast. Listen, God is a healer. He is moving. We would love for you to be a part of that prayer line. Well, Bishop Townsend, don't procrastinate. Give us the number right now. The number is 712-432-0075. You'll certainly need an access code. The access code is 352-409. I want you. That's right, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, you can join us on that continental international prayer line where we have intercessors that are standing in the gap. They are touching and agreeing, and let me tell you, God is moving. Amen. Praise be to God. And as the Lord even opens up more time on this line, amen, we're going to open up the prayer lines for you also on this line. But again, many of you would like to call immediately after the broadcast. Minister Mildred, what number can they call immediately after the broadcast to receive prayer? And I want to tell y'all this. Me and Minister Mildred are 24/7 ministry.
Yes.
Amen. It doesn't matter how early. It doesn't matter how late. It doesn't matter. Amen. If you need someone to stand in agreement with you, we are here to stand in agreement with you. We are just like Jesus Christ. He was on call 24/7, and we've taken to be after the similitude of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What is that number, Minister Mildred?
Amen. And if they didn't get that our international our prayer line conference number, they can call our number, and we will give them that number. It's 662-704-0630.
Praise be to God. It's just that simple, brothers and sisters, because yes, many of you are experiencing things in your life. Amen. The word of God says many are the afflictions of the righteous,
yes,
but the Lord delivered them out of all of them. Amen. And some of the things that you're going through right now is just a test of your faith. It's just a test to find out, will you stand on the things of the Lord or will you crumble? Circumstances are unfolding each and every day. When you look around, amen, we see things are happening in the church world. Yes, kingdoms are coming down. Yes, ministries are unfolding by the minute. Jesus said that these things would happen. Bishop Townsend, why are they happening? Well, one of the things Jesus made clear when he said that broad is the way that lead to destruction. And you know, one thing the body of Christ is, we've become so centered in trying to be successful, following the success of other people. When Jesus said with all diligence and clarity, Minister Mildred, he said, narrow
come on
is the way that leads to eternal life. And here's the shocking, amazing statement that he said. He said, and there'll be
few that
find it. Now, if you've been finding yourself trying to follow the mainstream of what everybody else is doing, you may want to back up, recollect, and reconsider.
Mm.
You might just want to give yourself a checkup from the neck up to see if I'm indeed going the narrow way.
Come on.
Jesus said, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and there'll be many that follow therein.
Mm.
Brothers and sisters, we are living in a era where the Bible says that there will be many false prophets that will arise.
Come on.
And they said that many will say, I am Christ. And the proper translation from the Aramaic saying that many will come saying, I am of Jesus Christ. I am of the body of Christ. He said, but a tree will be known by the fruit it bears. What fruit, Bishop Townsend, are you alluding to? The fruit of love, number one. You see, you can't say you love God today and you shut your love down tomorrow. You can't say that you love God today and you see your brothers and sisters and you look at them as though that they are not worth your love today. Jesus didn't do us like that.
No, he didn't.
Amen. Well, he's still working on me, Bishop. I know, but what happens if he comes and you're not doing what he said
come
do?
Come on, preacher. Amen.
Well, what happens then? What happens then? Yes. So see, you see, the love of God is not something that can be turned on and off will. That's if it's genuine. Why do you think Jesus cursed the fig tree? Because the fig tree was talking loud, but it wasn't really saying anything. Mm. And we're living in a society now, amen, where there are people, amen, that are talking loud, but their actions are not matching up with their word. As I began to analyze Minister Mildred and I saw the love of Jesus, that is what brought deliverance in the life of people. When I think about the demoniac man that was in the tombs and Jesus Christ brought deliverance to him, I first began to ask the Spirit, now, well, Lord, what brought deliverance? You know what Jesus said? I saw the man as I wanted to see myself whole. And unfortunately, what happens is we're letting the mind of our flesh overtake the spirit of Christ. And so what happens is we're seeing the flaws of other people more so than the deliverance that Jesus wants us to see. And what do? We forget where God brought us from, Minister Mildred.
Huh.
And in the process of forgetting, then you know what? We began to beat them down.
Mm.
But now the Bible says, do unto others as what?
As you want them to do unto you.
Wow. You don't want nobody to gossip about you. But look what we do. We don't want nobody to throw stones, throw a rock and hide their hand. But look what we do.
My Lord.
Huh? We do all of these things in the name of religion. But let me tell you something. Religion is not what's going to move God. It's a genuine relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that is going to move us to perfection in our life. Jesus did say, you will be hated for my name's sake.
Say it now.
But the reason why you'll be hated is because you will choose to go that narrow way.
Come on.
You will choose to be ostracized. You will choose to be persecuted. You will choose to be looked down upon as far as the world is concerned. Jesus said that all of these things are going to take place. He said they're going to take you before magistrates.
Mm.
And he said in the synagogue, they will kick you out. Why, Jesus? Because you're going to stand for what's right.
Come on, preacher.
You're no longer going to go along to get along. And this is what we've got going on in our local assemblies today. We've got people that would much rather go along to get along. They would much rather not tell people the truth of what's going on. But let me tell you something. God is calling for some Nathans to come forth. It doesn't matter. Amen. If it's the bishop, it doesn't matter. If it's the apostle, it doesn't matter. Amen. Who it is, wrong is wrong.
See it now.
Minister Miller, there is no right way to do wrong.
There is no right way to do wrong.
And there is no wrong way to do right.
Come on.
And as we learn to love God, then God will fashion our homes. He will fashion our marriages. He will fashion our ministries back to the place. But here's what's got to take place. If you're trying to base your marriage on the Broadway, you can forget it.
Hey.
If you're trying to base your ministry on the Broadway, you can forget it.
Drown.
If you're basing, trying to help your community in the Broadway, you can forget it. What's going on? Well, Jesus made it plain. You're looking for the acceptance of everyone around you.
Come on.
And Jesus said that a prophet is not without honor except among his own people. Why is that? Because when you look at that Broadway, see, the Broadway says, I want to be accepted in Denver, Colorado. I want to be accepted in New York. I want to be accepted. And that will happen.
Uh-huh.
But right around us, people will not appreciate you. And it's not because they don't appreciate you. It's just that they done got used to hearing you. You become like a railroad bell that goes ding, 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 and there's no train coming. You're just a sound to them now.
Mm.
Now, to a person that's not familiar with that area, when they hear that ding, 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 it's going to get their attention, Minister Mildred.
Every time.
Every time. But you see, the people around us have heard us for so long until. But see, when you fine-tune your ear to the Holy Spirit.
Oh God.
Each sound is a new sound.
Come on.
Each broadcast is a new broadcast. Each ministry is something new that I'm trying to get something for my soul. On that note, Minister Mildred, anybody you want to tell a big old heart of God thank you to or anything of that nature?
Yes, all of our supporters, Bishop. I just want to thank God for you. I just love you, and Bishop love you, and we're grateful and we're thankful for the ones that have been down, you know, with us, and that's consistently, as I always say, and I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. Sister Jackson there in Gary, Indiana, what a sweetheart, what a darling. We thank God for you and so many others, not just because of this or that, but we just thank God because your love is just felt, so, you know, and I thank God for you. And the Evangelist Ross there in Natchez, Mississippi, I tell you, we love evangelists. I hope you're listening today. Usually she'll let me know that she heard us, but we just thank God for you. And my brothers and sisters there, literally my brothers and sisters, the natural brothers and sisters, we thank and praise God for you. And I thank God for just everybody out there that really, really love the Lord and really, really want to, you know, do the right thing in the eyesight of God, because these are the last days. And if it counts now, if you don't do it, get it together now, it's now or never. So we're just grateful to each and every one out there that really, really want to get their life right with God.
Well, praise God on that note, amen. We thank and praise God for you. And you too, brothers and sisters, you can correspond with us. Maybe you you have a special request, and you say, Bishop Townsend, you know, I don't want to call you over the phone. I'd like to write you. Well, you can do that by writing us at 111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi, 39120. Amen. We would love to take your prayer request. We would love to take. Also, we have a box at church. Amen. And if you mail us that prayer request, we will put that prayer request in that box. Amen. Yes. And I tell you what, we are laying out in prayer every day. Those requests. Amen. And I tell you what, God is answering prayers.
Amen.
Amen. There was a little young man that we had in the prayer box. Amen. The doctors had called his mother. And,
that's right.
And not only called her, she was at the hospital with him. And the doctors had told her, said, just give up on him. Mm-hmm. He's not going to make it. Amen. But Minister Milton and myself and some of the other local ministers that were here at the radio station stood in agreement. And right today, I can tell you, when that young man, he was on a ventilator. They just, I mean, he didn't even know he was in the world.
They had given him up.
They had gave him up. But I can tell you today that God answers prayer.
Hallelujah.
So, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, whatever it is that you're going through, the God that we serve is able.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. He's able. Amen. Praise be to God. He's able. Amen. To do whatever we need done. Praise be to God. So on that note, we just thank and praise God. As we said before, we've been in the arena of marriage and the family. And Minister Miller, there are many things that revolve around marriage and the family. There are people that are going through things. And I think one of the things that I shared on last week with God's people is that those of you that are contemplating getting married, amen, it is vitally important, amen, that you don't take your past sins into your new walk. Bishop Townsend, what are you saying? Well, a lot of times, you know what, as I said before, we have young people that are preparing to get married. We have older people that are preparing to get married. And when you don't address the issues, this is the reason why, Minister Mildred, we know of a case personally where a young man, and when I say young man, he was around somewhere in the vicinity of around 60, 65. And he got married. And he had been married, and I think he stayed separate for about 10 years, and his wife had passed away, and he decided that he wanted to get married again. But in the process of getting married again, see, what people don't understand is that when you, even though you are single and you enter into an arena of fornication before you get married, even to that individual you're with, you are opening up demonic strongholds.
That's true, Bishop.
You're opening up demonic strongholds, and when you do that, even though you go before a preacher and they pronounce these ritualistic vows over you, you have not been cleansed or repented of that thing. As I said before, you say, well, I just want to get married to get it right. Well, can I tell you what? They didn't stay married 3 weeks.
Lord Jesus.
Sister Mildred, that's not even funny.
No, it's not funny, Bishop. But
I don't even see how you could smile like
that. No, I'm just saying, when you said 3 weeks, I'm saying, I thought at least it was a month.
No, they did not even stay together 3 weeks.
I know you're telling the truth. Yes, you are.
They did not stay together 3 weeks. And this is the reason why, amen, it's imperative that even ministers, pastors, preachers, teachers, begin to make people aware that the demonic stronghold of fornication and premarital sex must be renounced, because you bring that same lustful spirit over the threshold. Yes, I know the man of God is blessing you,
mm-hmm.
but you can't bless a mess.
He can't.
You can't bless a mess. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Somebody's out there. You're dating a young man right now.
My Lord.
And I'm speaking to some man and woman out there. You're dating a young man and a young woman who's waiting to get a divorce.
Mm.
And they say that we're going to get married as soon as my divorce goes through. But let me tell you something. You are in a mess.
Yes, you are. Woo.
Praise be to God. Amen. I believe in telling it like it is. Now, this is the raw, unadulterated truth.
Amen.
If you are in that relationship, brothers and sisters, you need to cut it off right now in the name of Jesus,
yes.
because God will not bless that marriage.
Amen. Amen.
If that man is separated from his wife and he's dating you and they're still married, you are in adultery.
Mm.
Sister, you are an adulterer.
Yes,
brother, you are an adulterer.
Yes,
now, what's going to happen is you're going to go get married thinking that you're making it right.
Mm.
You're not making it right. You're bringing a spirit of adultery into your. And I can tell you this. Every marriage that I know.
Yes, Lord.
That have went that way.
I know so many of them, Bishop.
Many of them that are not divorced yet.
Mm.
They're living together. They just ain't got the papers finalized.
Jesus.
Because the husband is still doing his thing.
Yes, Lord.
And the wife is still doing her thing.
So true.
So brothers and sisters, primarily those of you that profess to be in the body of Christ, if you are allegedly dating a man or a woman who, and I hear somebody saying, God, that man talking to me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, this man is sent from God.
Yes,
and that woman is sent from God. You're talking to me. Yes, you're in the church and you're dating some brother or sister who is married legally and they have not divorced. Sister, brother, cut it off now.
Cut it off. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Cut it off right now,
Lord.
By the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit. Because let me tell you something. You cannot. Amen. Let me tell you what. Your marriage, even though you married this person and you say, well, I've asked God to forgive me, you're just like a man who put on some clean clothes but didn't change his undergarments.
My God.
It's still nasty.
My God.
What do you got to say, Minister Mildred?
You done made it plain, and it's very graphic, and it's the truth. It's truth as it can get, because the fearness of this word, that's why our situations in the world today and circumstances are so messed up, because no one look like they're getting these people good counsel, because they are doing this over and over, and they're reaping some of the things that they're bringing into them, you know, into a such called a holy matrimony. It's not holy if you hadn't repented. It's not holy. You got to be godly sorrow for the things that you've done. You just say, oh, I want to make it right. You haven't repented. And this brings these spirits on into the next relationship, which is supposed to be your marriage. And you messed up again. Like you said, you know, so many people that have done it just like that. And they're miserable. Well, a best friend of mine's for years, I know that happened. And it's just sad. And, you know, and over and over and over. And you keep.
And I want to make this plain too, Minister Mildred. It's not under the blood. It's not under the blood until you renounce it.
You have to renounce
it. It's not under the blood until
repentance.
Both of you,
both
the man and the woman, repent first and foremost to God.
Yes, Lord.
And then to each other for violating each other in a way that is not pleasing to God. In other words, you both took advantage of each other. You let your flesh get in the way. I'm talking to some bishop right now.
My God.
I'm talking to some apostle right now.
My Lord.
I'm talking to some missionary. I'm talking to some evangelist right now who needs to be delivered. I'm talking to some young person right now. It's saying, Bishop, you and your wife are talking to me. I'm in that trap right now. We're supposed to be getting married, but you know what? We've been involved sexually.
Yes, Lord.
And I can tell you something, brothers and sisters, God will not smile.
He won't.
On such a union as that.
That's right. Somebody got to tell the truth. Amen.
God will not. He refuses.
He will.
To smile. The Bible says sweet and bitter water cannot come from the same well. Let me tell you something. Anointing and sexual promiscuity will not dwell in the same vessel.
Come on, preacher.
They will not dwell there.
Mm.
And somebody needs to know that this is what's keeping the body of Christ from being effective. This is what's keeping the body of Christ. amen, from being what God wants it to be, because sexual perversion has overtaken the church.
It has.
And many of the leaders,
they won't address
are condoning it.
And they won't address it, Bishop.
They are condoning it.
Yes, Lord.
And so you see, brothers and sisters, until David came clean to Nathan.
That's right.
And God had to send some Nathans out there today, because you know what? We've got too many weak back.
Oh, God.
Jellyfished men and women of God who refuse to address the issue. Well, Bishop, we ain't trying to hurt nobody. We're trying to help people. Let me tell you something.
I'd rather obey God.
Okay, now let's just bring that back to your house. You didn't want to help. You didn't want to hurt that child, so you didn't whoop them. Where they at now?
In jail.
They're in Angola right now because you didn't want to whoop them. Jeez. And in many cases, because you did not want to correct them, now they whooping you.
Oh, God. So true. So true.
Huh? Now, many of you are afraid of your own children. You're afraid of them. One person called me and said, pray for me. My daughter, she beats me.
Beats?
My son, he beats me.
Jesus.
You all don't understand what we're up against.
That's right, preacher.
We're in the lateness of the hour, and it is time for God's people to understand. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if we can keep the fear of God back in us, we want to do everything. When the Bible said that marriage is honorable, must begin.
Yes, Lord.
With honor.
That's it.
You know, years ago, Minister Mildred, when a woman and a man were betrothed to each other, and this is going to blow somebody's mind, they lived the whole year together before any sexual activity.
In the household, in the same household.
Now today, in the body of Christ, we can't wait 30 seconds.
No, that flesh.
You know why? Because
the
old wives' tales say, you better know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You think you're marrying a man, you be the marriage. What? Let me tell you something. If God got something to do with it, God knows.
That's what it is.
God knows. And the Bible say that if a man find a wife,
he found it a good thing.
Sisters, y'all quit going around here looking for men.
Uh-oh, that's scriptural.
Sisters, y'all quit going around here.
Come on, preacher.
Talking about I'm trying to find me a husband.
No.
God will send your husband
to you.
Obey
that word.
Because let me tell you, if you find him, you're going to find you a wife beater.
Might find your death, Bishop.
You're going to find you a wife beater.
Because some will kill you.
To you brothers. Just keep on being wholesome before God. God will lead you to that godly woman.
That's right.
Many times, it's through trial and error. And many of you have married because you let your flesh get in the way.
Yes, Lord.
And now you're in the body of Christ. And so now, you know what? I've never seen so many bishops, apostles. Look, one apostle I know been married for 10, 15 years. He left that wife and married another. Now, my Bible tells me, correct me if I'm wrong, if you divorce that woman except for fornication or an adultery, you come out causing her to commit adultery. You can't leave that woman just because, you know what, she won't listen to me.
Right, Erica.
You know what, she fusses back and I'm tired of it. Brother pastor, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
A sister, you can't do that.
No,
see, these are the things that is keeping the body of Christ from being what God intended. And that's the reason why we've got so many demoniacs sitting up in our church.
So true.
This is the reason why we've got so many sick folks sitting up in our church.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
This is the reason why so many men of God are dropping dead.
My God.
Right up inside the church. Brothers and sisters, it's our endeavor to let you know that Minister Mildred and ourselves, amen, are not the avatars of marriage. But one thing about it, you see, being a drug addict once before.
Yes, Lord.
I can tell somebody what to avoid.
Thank you, Lord.
And having some rocky ups and downs in our marriage, I can tell you what you need to do.
Yes.
Amen. I can tell you that brother, sister, even now, even though you've gotten in the church, even though you've been married to that woman, you need to renounce that spirit of premarital sex. Sister, brother, yes, I know you gave your life to the Lord, but you need to renounce it. Minister Miller, we got to go.
Man.
What you want to add to that? We got about 30 seconds. Anything?
Amen. I just wanted to encourage everybody to, you know, this great institution called marriage. We just want to make it wholesome like God said. And let Satan know that he's a liar. Yes, again, he's a liar. We're going to do it God's way. And that's what I endeavor here is to teach and to instruct and let others know that we do it God way, we'll get the right results.
I tell you what, immediately after this broadcast, you can give us a call. 662-704-0630. Myself or Minister Mildred, we would love to stand in agreement with you. Somebody out there saying, man of God, you're talking to me. You're talking to me. It's a circumstance that I'm in right now. I'm shacking with a man, and I know that it's ungodly. I'm shacking with a woman. I know it's ungodly. Call for prayer right now in Jesus' name.